Thanks for joining us on episode 791 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
I'm Marcus Hall, author of Spiritual Wealth, a 40-day journey to developing stewardship mindset. I challenge you to invest in yourself, invest in others, develop your influence, and impact the world by using your time, your talent, and your treasures to live out your calling. Having the ability to steward your resources is key. And one way to be inspired to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend, Scott Mader. And I hope that I'm using my talents in the way that he wants me to, and to help people better understand his word so that they don't have to live with guilt or anxiety or fear, and that they're just allowing themselves to live a joy-filled and a content life with him.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's interview with Marcus Hall, I asked Marcus about leaving a legacy in a godly way. I also asked him his top principles to make a real dent in the universe. And Marcus also shares some things about what's coming next for him and what legacy he hopes he leaves behind.
One reason I like to bring you great interviews like the one you're going to hear today is because of the power in learning from others. Another great way to learn from others is through reading books. But if you're like most people today, you find it hard to find the time to sit down and read. And that's why today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Go to inspiredstewardship.com/audible to sign up, and you can get a 30-day free trial. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, and instead of reading, you can listen your way to learn from some of the greatest minds out there. That's inspiredstewardship.com/audible to get your free trial and listen to great books the same way you're listening to this podcast.
Marcus Hall is an author and Christian financial advisor, helping families create and develop values-based planning, investment, and giving strategies. His goal is to help people understand the biblical principles of stewardship, how to apply them to real life, and fulfill God's purpose for their existence. He's gained valuable knowledge on the subject by obtaining the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation, and he desires to help people integrate their Christian values into their financial decision-making. Marcus spent the early part of his career as a broadcast journalist and was awarded multiple Alabama Associated Press Awards for his anchoring, reporting, and videography of local high school and college sports events. His passion was finding that something special about local athletes, both kids and adults, and sharing their stories with his audience. He now uses those same skills honed in the broadcast industry to teach others on the subjects of stewardship. Marcus is married to Christy and has three wonderful daughters. Welcome to the show, Marcus.
Man, it is great to be here. Thanks so much for having me, Scott.
When it comes to leaving a legacy that goes down beyond just our own time, how do these stewardship principles allow us to do that in a godly way?
If you were living out these principles of how we should be living our lives, and part of that includes giving, quite honestly. And we've talked about it a little bit with our kids, but I think if we live with the perspective that our legacy starts now, why in the world would I want to wait until I am dead and gone and not be able to see any of the things that God wants me to experience in being able to give of my time or my money or my efforts or education or whatever the case may be? I want to enjoy the blessing of giving, and I want others to enjoy the blessing of being able to give to someone else in some way, shape, or form that comes in all different shapes and sizes. And I think it really allows us to start focusing on those. When it comes to the family perspective, it allows us to focus on the next stewards and to really start preparing them for what they're going to need to know, for what my kids need to know, what my girls need to know along the way, for my wife and I to enjoy doing things together. And I think another way to bring in the family is to be able to do things from a family perspective where you can bring in your children, even at a later age, in mm-hmm. that why in the world wait until you are not here anymore when you can start giving some of that away now and having them enjoy doing that with you and experiencing something that God has in store for you that you'd just be missing out on if you weren't doing it.
So now we're going to ask some of the easy questions. Everything okay. we've been doing all the other weeks have all been the hard ones. So now we're going to ask the easy ones, right?
Yes.
So if somebody really wants to make a dent in the universe, they want to make an impact on the world for God, for the kingdom, what are some of the top principles that you think that they need to focus on, they need to learn, they need to understand to be able to do that?
I think that you have to understand, just like we talked about previously, in that God is never going to ask you to do something that he didn't give you the ability to give or to do in the first place. I think you need to understand first, we all need to understand that we are all a part of this process. Sometimes we want to leave the ministry to our pastors and to our youth directors and to our church staff when we are all meant to be a part of this process. God has, when we talk about the family of believers and how we work together as different body parts, I love that analogy that he uses. And that it takes every part of the body working together to fully show the kingdom of God. And if you don't know where exactly that is right now, like I said previously, just start serving. Just figure it out along the way, if nothing else. If you're not doing anything and you're just paralyzed by fear or paralyzed by unknown, get to your church and ask where you are needed. And trust me, you'll figure out really quickly if it's a situation you don't need to be in. They might even ask you to quit serving there and arrange you to go serve somewhere else. But if you have trouble figuring that out with your relationship with him, just get started doing something. Because your passion and what the gifts that he's given to you, I believe, will be unveiled during that process. And here's another thing that I think is important to remember is that we are doing these things for an audience of one. We are not doing these things for everybody else's approval and for everybody else to look at us and to say, man, that was a great job. And listen, pride and ego, I have been in TV, okay, in the past. A lot of what I do, I'm recognizable and have been in the city that I'm in, kind of the smaller town for 44 years now of my life. I deal with that some. And I have to remember that God wants me to do things for him and not for others' approval, because the Bible tells us, if we're doing it for others' approval and you get the standing O and that's all you're looking for, that's all you're going to get. That's your blessing. It's not going to come from God. Your blessing came from man because that's what you were looking for. If our heart is not focused and our prerogative is not pleasing him, nobody else may notice what you're doing here on earth. If you're giving anonymously, try that. Try giving anonymously and experience that and see what happens there, and know that your God sees you whether somebody else does or not. Yeah. And I go back to the example of when we talk about the body of believers working together in a church setting, those in the choir or praise team or the staff, the preacher, they're all the more visible people in the church. And a lot of times we think they have a more important role in the church than somebody else. But do you know that the custodian staff of that church or the ladies or the men who keep kids in the nursery who never get seen by anybody on that wing other than those that have small children are just as big of a part of that process as those pastors are and as everybody else is on that stage, because they're all allowing the church to provide its function and to function as it should mm-hmm. over time. And I think I don't want you to believe that something God is calling you to do is insignificant, because it's not. God doesn't look at things the way that we look at things. We don't look and go, well, that's not as important as something else. God says, that's what I've equipped you to do. That's what I've asked you to do. That's just as important as this pastor leading a congregation of 3,000 people over here, because that's what I've asked you to do. Your gifts have a great value to God because he gave them to you. He designed you and equipped you to do what you're doing right now. And one day, you're going to have to present them back to him. Are you prepared to be able to say, God, you gave me this gift, you gave me this ability, did I use it in the best way possible for you and for your kingdom purpose and not just for my gain? And I think we go back to something we said kind of at the forefront of all this is simply surrender yourself, your selfish motives, your pride, everything about you. You just have to lay down his feet and go, get rid of this stuff. Let me just be concerned with what you want from me. And when you start doing that, man, you live by those principles, you've got a lot of things licked. None of us are perfect in those areas. But I think if you start living, trying to live by those principles and trying to live by those ideas there, you're on a path to success, not by a worldly standard, but you're on a path to success in God's eyes.
So, Mark, if you could travel into the far future and you had a chance to look back on your life, what impact do you hope that you've had on the world?
Something has continued to come to mind over the past few months. And it, for the first time in my life, I feel like that my career, my personal life, my spiritual life are all kind of traveling to the same funnel. That's a pretty cool feeling. I've never had that alignment before. And the one thing that I see that keeps coming back up is from an education standpoint. We talked about it a little bit from a client perspective in trying to help teach about principles that help them save, help them and help them pay off bills, whatever, and debt there. To my men's class at church, there's the education there of me leading them. And I'm no smarter than the guys in there, but I think God has given me an ability to take some hard to understand principles of the Bible. And how do we understand in 1 Kings how does that come to us to allow us to live better tomorrow as a Christian? I think he's given me a neat way of being able to convey those things to folks to say, this is how this applies to you. And I think the same thing with this book, and that I'm hoping that I'm using my gifts and I hope that I'm using my talents in the way that he wants me to, and to help people better understand his word so that they don't have to live with guilt or anxiety or fear, and that they're just allowing themselves to live a joy-filled and a content life with him. I tell my guys in the class every week that if there's 20 of us in there, none of us are at the same place from a spiritual maturity level. We're all in different places. Some of us have been Christians for 30 years. Some have been Christians for a few months or a few weeks. We're not the same places. My goal is that if I've had time with you in that setting or just around you, I am hoping that whatever it is we're trying to achieve, we've all taken one more step closer to him during the day. And if I can be a part of that's again, using my God-given resources for God-given purpose of bringing somebody closer to him, which is what this is all about.
So what's coming next as you continue to live out your journey, living out your call with the book, with other things? What's next on this path?
I told you earlier, I don't really know.
You don't know.
And I'm kind of excited about that because there are opportunities starting to just kind of open up and some leadership positions and being able to see where this leads, quite honestly, because I love being able to have conversations like this with folks like you. And in the process, that helps me get the book in front of more people to hopefully help them learn more about stewardship as well. I hope that I continue using my business as a ministry, which I am trying to do more of. And actually, at this point, even getting into, for the first time, really moving into using more biblically responsible investments as well, and allowing that as an opportunity for folks. And just trying to align what God wants me to do more and more into my work, into the ministry, which I think works a part of that, my career with clients, but also through whatever this book thing, whatever spiritual wealth is going to take me to, and the stewardship mindset. I don't know where that's going to lead, but I would love to be in front of folks and being able to talk to folks about that on a larger scale, if possible, quite honestly.
You can follow Marcus on Facebook and Instagram as @StewardshipArthur. Or find him on his website at stewardshipmindset.com. He's also over on LinkedIn as Marcus Hall. I'll, of course, have links to all of these in the show notes as well. Marcus, is there anything else you'd like to share with the listener?
I hope that what you take from the conversations we're having, and if you're listening to Scott's podcast, and stewardship must be an important topic in your life, I just want you to be able to know, hey, this is an important thing that we need to look at daily in our lives to make sure that we are aligning ourselves with the mind of Christ, that we are living the life that he wants us to live, and that we are growing one step closer to him each and every day.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you enjoyed this episode, please do us a favor. Go over to inspiredstewardship.com/
iTunes rate, all one word, iTunes rate. It'll take you through how to leave a rating and review and how to make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so that you can get every episode as it comes out in your feed.
Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.